Welcome to From Betrayal to Breakthrough. I'm Dr. Debbie Silber, and today's guest is Vanessa Cardenas. In Vanessa's words, "I firmly believe that self-love and self-trust can be reignited even in the aftermath of the most devastating betrayals, be it an intimate relationship, self-sabotage, or within careers. As a dedicated betrayal recovery specialist, a transformation coach, inspirational speaker, and author, I leverage over 2 decades of experience as a C-suite executive, mentoring more than 500 employees. Holding a degree in industrial and organizational psychology from Baruch College in New York City, I am certified by the prestigious Post-Betrayal Transformation Institute." Ooh, that's us. As both a coach and support host. Additionally, I possess certifications in various disciplines, including trauma coaching, life coaching, 6-phase meditation, and mental fitness. Having experienced betrayal firsthand, my wisdom is deeply rooted in personal experience. My journey of healing and empowerment has not only shaped my professional expertise, but also fueled my passion for guiding others through similar challenges. Having assisted countless clients, both individually and within my support groups, I am committed to helping others live life by their own design, with purpose, on purpose. So today you're going to hear about a workplace betrayal and a partner betrayal. You're going to learn how one can often lead to another when we don't heal, and then how we can use them as launch pads for our transformation. It's not what happens to us, but what we do with it. And you're about to hear a great example of 2 betrayals that transformed my next guest. Here's Vanessa. Okay, everybody. I have my friend Vanessa with us today. You are in for a treat because we're going to be talking about all things having to do with betrayal, of course, but this is a bit different. We're talking about how your betrayal impacts you at work. So whether this was a betrayal that happened at work, or whether your betrayal happened outside of work, but you're bringing it into the workplace, you are going to get so much out of this episode. Welcome, Vanessa.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. I'm so looking forward to our conversation. We're going to dive deep into this.
Absolutely. And what everybody needs to know is not only do you have a powerful story to share, you are also one of our certified PBT support group hosts and a certified PBT coach. So everybody, you have to know she is bringing so much wisdom and support and compassion and love to this conversation as well, because she gets it on so many levels. So let's get started with, I would love it if you shared your story with us about your workplace betrayal. Can we start there?
Yes, my workplace betrayal. Oh, that was years and years and years ago. And at the time it affected me, but I didn't realize how much I was actually going to hold on to it. And it was a situation right at the start of dot-coms. Yep, the wild, wild west of the dot-coms. And I encouraged my boss at the time to get a URL. And I was like, yes, you need to get this. And we had a short one. We only had 7 letters and a dot-com. And we exploded on the internet. And I loved every minute of it. I was so excited about it. And everything else. And we were a small mom and pop company. It was a family run company. It wasn't my family, but I felt like I was part of the family. And I would do anything for this company. And we worked tirelessly to get our website. Oh, back in the day when a website was, 2 pages long, and you really tried to get as much information out there as you possibly could. And I was glorious. It was such a glorious feeling. And then at the end of the year, I saw the revenue and I saw the profit. And I saw the profit go into his pocket with nothing for me. And I was like, wait a second. I was the one that pushed and pushed and pushed and encouraged and said, hey, you need to do this. We're on the forefront of something amazing. And it wasn't only me that was bypassed. It was my colleagues as well. And we were only 5 of us. And you took all of that profit. And I know it was your company, but I still felt slighted. I felt, wow, not even just a little something, an acknowledgement for all of the hard work that everyone did, and I felt so betrayed by it. And again, I'm in my early 20s, so I don't really know any better. But it wasn't until my betrayal, intimate partner betrayal by my husband, and how I fell apart. I just completely fell apart.
And I want to get into that one, Vanessa, but before we go there, was there an understanding or was it spoken about how profits would be sort of divvied up, or was it just an understanding that you had? Like what was it?
What was it was it it was in my head. I had an understanding. I had been with the company already 6 years, and he had always been very, very generous. And I just assumed the generosity would continue based on it being my idea. Correctly so, I did not protect myself in any manner, shape, or form, because when you feel part of the family and you're treated like part of the family until profit starts rolling in. Yeah, so you learn life lessons that way.
For sure. And we always talk about how, betrayal is, in my definition, is it's the breaking of that spoken or unspoken rule. And it sounds like in this case, it was an unspoken rule. You were treated a certain way to be made to feel as if you're a member of the family. And now all of a sudden finances change and you were clearly not treated like a member of the family. So that's where there's that breaking of rules. How did it affect how you worked after that? I mean, what was it like there?
I didn't stay much longer after that. I felt slighted. I felt hurt, and I wanted to step away from it rather than facing it. And that was a big mistake on my part. I didn't face it. I slithered away, for lack of a better word, and I just licked my wounds and moved on. And just, okay, I'll protect myself for the next one.
And this is where, and everybody pay attention right here, unless we face it, feel it, heal it, it follows us around like a shadow until and unless we intentionally and deliberately heal it. So there really wasn't anything necessarily that you did to heal it, right? Like you didn't move through the five stages from betrayal to breakthrough. You sort of just said, okay, I'm done with them and this scenario and moved along. Tell us then about the next betrayal.
Well, the next betrayal was the devastating betrayal. My husband, who I met him in junior high school, and we, quote, dated. It was first love, absolutely. And he being, the typical teenage boy, destroyed it, and we broke up. And he pursued me for 8 years, and we had an epic love story. We did. And I was happy, and I was addicted to the certainty of my life. I had checked off all the boxes, two kids and a house and a car and money in the bank and a C-suite career. I was happy-go-lucky. I thought I had it all, and I was so blessed, and I was so grateful, until one day my husband and I are walking through Central Park, and he says, "Vanessa, have a seat." And I sit down, and I'm people watching and everything. He goes, "Vanessa." And I turn and look at him, and it's in slow motion. He says, "There's something I need to tell you. I've met someone." And my whole world shattered. It shattered in an instant, and I fell so hard and so deep. And it was as if all of these betrayals throughout my entire life, my entire back to childhood, where, my best friend in second grade, suddenly I come into school the next day and she's not my best friend. And she moved on to somebody else. And all these little things that we didn't have the language for just cut open. They were just reopened to the point where I couldn't function. I was a shell of myself for far too long, far too long.
And everybody who's experienced betrayal, we know what that feeling is. It creates that psychological earthquake where now your life is compartmentalized into two camps, before it happened and after it happened, and you remember your D-Day and life as you've known it is not the same. Tell us what you did. How did you move through it?
Well, for me, regrettably, I thought that I could heal myself. I thought that I could get enough books and read enough on the internet, and I have a psychology degree. I should be able to, quote, fix myself and then fix him. And it wasn't until I actually asked for help that my healing opened up. I went through your brilliant program. I went through your books. I went through a lot of different scenarios out there to find what felt good for me. But rightfully so, I needed to move through all five stages. And that's what clicked for me when I recognized and your words spoke to me, especially the one line that you said. And sometimes we hear things, people mean well, they do mean well, but sometimes we need to hear certain things at that right moment in time. And it was something that I had read in your book early on, and I dismissed it. And it wasn't until I actually heard you say it that it went right through me, and it just impacted me so profoundly that even though something terrible has happened to me, it wasn't about me. And that was the light bulb moment for me. And that cracked me open and started shedding all of the expectations of people around me of what I was supposed to be. I stepped into who I was and who I was meant to be. And my healing started to emerge. And it was so glorious for me. You really step from stage to stage to stage.
So
And now
beautiful.
here I am. Here
Yeah,
I
and I
am.
can't wait to share more about that, but I want to stop you right here because it's some defining moment that has us realize I can stay stuck like this for years, decades, a lifetime, and so many people do. But I also have an opportunity to do something really good with something really painful. And whoever, whatever, it doesn't really matter as much as that you're taking the opportunity. And as many people have always heard me say, that's trauma well served. And look at you now. So as you started doing the healing, what did you notice changing about yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally? And everybody, you have to see, I'm staring at Vanessa right now. She has a just a picture up because we had issues with the video. She is breathtakingly stunning. So she's magnificent. So when she tells you all these things that she was feeling, she clearly moved through it because I'm looking at this vibrant, glowing, beautiful human that I'm just staring at this picture of right now. But you tell me from your own words, I want to hear what started changing physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Well, we're going to start with physical because that's what people see. Anybody who hasn't seen me in 10 years cannot believe the transformation that I've had. Never mind the fact that I dropped 40 pounds
Wow.
because when you go through betrayal, woo, you either eat yourself silly or you don't eat at all. And yes, I dropped 40 pounds unhealthy to do so. But, it was a glorious feeling putting on. Oh, I have such an amazing story. I had a dress in my closet, dare I say, for 30 years. I had purchased it because I loved it on the mannequin. I loved it on the mannequin. It didn't fit me, but one day it would, one day it would. And it hung in my closet for 30 years, never being able to fit into it. And the day I slipped it on and it was loose was such a liberating day for me. So, first and foremost was dropping the weight. Then, because I had long, luscious, beautiful hair, salt and pepper halfway down my back, which my husband loved. Well, after that day in Central Park and we came home, I took a pair of scissors to my hair and cut it to my shoulders because I was in control of something because I felt so out of control. And then, as we know, trickle truth started happening. Little pieces here and there started coming out. So, yes, you have your monumental D-Day, but then you have a lot of little D-Days as well, where discoveries start coming out with the trickle truth. And each of those days, I did something else to my hair. So, one time I shaved one side, then I shaved the other, then I dyed it all brown because it was salt and pepper. And then I put in the pink streak. So I have the pink streak in my hair. The good news is I have had this hair for the same for years now because there is no more trauma. And I am so ridiculously proud of it because there is no more trauma. So that's from a physical point of view, from an emotional
And you know
point
what?
of view.
And before you go there to the emotional part, I want everybody to hear this. Do you hear how Vanessa deliberately chose to sort of acknowledge, I want to say celebrate, but it probably didn't feel like a celebration back then, but to acknowledge each of these revelations, each of these experiences, by doing something different to take her power back. And this is what you'll hear me say this. When it comes to betrayal, we feel like we have completely lost control. And that's why I always stress something like what you eat, how you move may very likely be the only things you feel you have control over. Vanessa took it a step further. She had control over what she does with her hair. So there you go. Okay, tell us about mental and emotional.
Oh, mental and emotional. Oh. I love who I am. I love looking in the mirror. I love seeing myself. I love myself. I love my confidence. I stepped into my confidence where I could stand on my own 2 feet, grounded in my Doc Martin boots, which is a collection of mine. That's an interesting story as well, because on D-Day, I was wearing a pair of Doc Martin boots. And as my husband told me, I've met someone, I felt my toes curl in my boots. And I felt that wave, and we all know that wave, come over me. And it was just, whew, I think about it, and it definitely definitely tickles at the heart, and I definitely feel it, but it feels in a way empowering now because I recognize who I am today versus who I was on that day and the days before that day. And I adore who I am. I've tapped down that nasty chick voice that was in my head that sprang into action that day and the days afterwards, and she would beat me down. I know that, sometimes we think that voice in our head is protecting us, but no, mine was beating me down. What did you miss? What didn't you see? How could you be so stupid? I mean, on and on and on and on, she beat me down. And now she's a whimper in the corner. Maybe every once in a while she'll jump up and go, "Hey, I'm here," and I will tap her down. And I feel so good in that regard.
And you know, as you increase your confidence and your inner strength and tame down that inner critic, it shows up everywhere. And this is something that we see in the initiative that we're doing together. And I definitely want to share this, where, you know, we think that how we are outside of the office doesn't really impact how we are within the office. And I tell you, I was speaking with some of our coaches, and they were saying, one of them was saying, "Oh my gosh, I couldn't work for 7 months after my betrayal." Another one said, "I am so grateful I'm in my own, I was in my own business. There's no way I could have shown up because there's so much anguish and heartbreak and brain fog and stress, besides the real physical, you know, the suppression of your immune system, so you're not as resistant to things that you normally would be. Your stress related symptoms, illnesses, conditions, even disease. So people think, okay, well, no big deal. Let me just show up at work, and you can barely hold it together. So Vanessa, did you notice, and then I want to share what we're up to here, but did you notice how it was impacting your work?
Oh, very much so. It was night and day, at least from my perspective. I tried to hide it very well. I didn't do a very good job. My assistant, who's very in tuned with me, and I've had the pleasure of working with her at the time over 5 years, knew something was up, but it's just like grief. People don't know what to say. They really try. They want to be helpful, but they just sometimes don't say the right thing. And she didn't know the right thing to say. And she really struggled with that. And she could see that my lip would quiver, my eyes would well with tears, something would happen, and I would just feel that wave come over me. And I felt my productivity. You talked about brain fog. Oh, my brain fog was just, you would think that I was starting the early Alzheimer's. I couldn't remember things, and I was really struggling keeping track of my calendar and what appointments I had. And heaven forbid somebody would make some sort of comment that I would overhear, because suddenly I was so in tuned to what was going on around me that, if I heard one of the board members who I knew was married comment, just ever so slightly on, "Oh, she's wearing a nice dress," I would immediately feel that wave come over me of, "Wait a second, you're married. Don't pay attention to the assistant." And again, his comment, very innocent, but because I was in that space of so much hurt and anguish, I really, really struggled with the people around me because I wanted to keep it under wraps. I didn't want anyone to know. I was so filled with shame and guilt. Here I was, always complimenting my husband and always commenting on this epic love story that I had and how fortunate, and we'd been married over 20 years and our great kids and everything else. And I stopped talking about me and my family the very next day. You didn't hear anything from me about that because I was just so filled with shame. What were people going to think? Here I was, a C-suite executive, and I can't keep it together. Why can't I keep it together?
And this is so common that here it is, the betrayed hasn't done anything. Meanwhile, we're walking around feeling such shame and so embarrassed and so humiliated. And we're now in a club we never wanted to be in. And it affects us just on every level. So it's one of those things that there are so many people listening to this who I know you're doing your best to show up in all your other activities in life, whether that's raising your kids, dealing with elderly parents, working, whether it's your own business, you're working for someone else, and just doing your best to hold it together. And I'll tell you, not long ago, I realized we have so many people coming into the PBT Institute where, and I've heard because they tell me, I can't hold it together. I'm going to lose my job. I can't focus. I can't do this. I can't do that. And so we have a new initiative and it's PBT Corporate. And what that's about is we're going into companies. So instead of the people randomly who come into the PBT Institute, we're going into those companies and supporting them at that level so they can rebuild trust and psychological safety and get it together so they won't lose their job and they can be more productive and powerful and whatever. And I am beyond honored that Vanessa is she's in New York. So if we are whenever we are working with a company within New York, she will be one of the people who gets to be a part of this experience. So not only is she coming in with the direct knowledge from the corporate level and the personal level of her betrayal, she's through our certification and everything, she is so qualified, so good at this and so amazing at helping someone rebuild themselves after one of the most painful of the human experiences, betrayal. So, Vanessa, bring us up to date around how you are now. And then I want you to just give some parting words and, of course, where everybody can learn more about you and what you do.
Well, I am just I'm tickled pink. I say this quite often to my clients as well as those that are in my support groups. And sometimes it gets a shock, so I want to warn the audience. I'm better for the experience. I am better for the experience. I love who I am now. And I don't feel that that would have been possible if I had just continued to live my life without the betrayal entering in. I think that I just became Groundhog Day, day after day after day. And this was my necessary shove that I needed to step into who I was meant to be. Now, granted, I
And before
say
you
this.
say, hang on, before you say one more word, that, everybody, is what stage five looks and sounds like. You heard it right here. That is stage five. Stage five looks good on you.
I love stage five. Absolutely. So where I am now is in such a glorious place. It is, I'm in a thriving relationship still with my husband. Yes, I did in fact stay, and we continued to work together to reestablish and rebuild a new responsible relationship. It wasn't going to go back to the way it was because I was a different person. My husband was a different person, and we formed a new union. And I love it. I love my life now, and it feels so good. And what I enjoy doing is talking to others and getting the message out there that you're not alone. You're not. I felt so alone those first couple of months, and I thought that I could do it alone. And no, it wasn't until I asked for help that I asked for help that my healing cracked open. And it was such an amazing experience. And I love chatting with others and supporting others and just having that feeling. And I understand how it feels, especially when you're in the C-suite. And women, we worked really hard to get into that C-suite position. We don't want to give it up. We don't want to give it up. And we want to have that support system around us that will understand those dynamics of being in that leadership role where we have to lead by example. And sometimes we don't feel honored enough or have that capability. But as you work through all of the various stages and you get to the other side of betrayal, I'm better for the experience. I walk into boardrooms, yes, with my pink hair and my Doc Martin boots, no more power suits or, hair properly done. I'm me and I love it. I own it and it's glorious. And I look so forward to helping others.
That's so beautiful. Want to make sure everyone knows as we wrap up.
What do I want everyone to know as we wrap up? I really encourage people in general, betrayal or not betrayal, to live your life by your own design, on purpose, with purpose.
Yeah, I love that. And where do we go to learn more about you and the great work you do?
Oh, well, first off, I'm all over the PBT Institute website. Yes, because I'm a proud support host as well as a certified coach there. And then, of course, my URL, which has a great story. I was a Stephen King fan, have always been since high school. Yes, I'm dating myself. And one of his glorious books has a quote, and it says, and I condensed it, "The hardest things to say are the most important things to say, locked within. Not for the want of a teller, but for the want of an understanding ear." My URL, understandingear.com.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, there you have it, everybody. Vanessa is not only representing the work, she's done it. She is, stage five is earned. It is earned, and you hear what someone sounds like when they've done it, and it sounds so crazy when they say. And I know, with me too, it's like shocking to think I'm grateful because of who I got to become. We're always growing, but there's something so beautiful about this version of yourself that you get to see, not because someone handed it to you, because you went out and you earned it. Vanessa, I am so honored that you shared this time with us. I am so thrilled for us to head into the companies within New York that absolutely need to focus on their healing and what they'll gain from really working on rebuilding trust, rebuilding safety, rebuilding all of that, because they learn that what happens outside of the office greatly impacts people within the office. So I want to thank you so much for your wisdom and all you contributed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
I love how Vanessa used her hair as a way to show how she regained control after every trickle truth. Stay in touch with her by going to understandingear.com, and we'll have all of her information in the show notes at thepbtinstitute.com/podcast. Here's my biggest takeaway: healing is earned. As Vanessa shared, I love who I am now. Of course, we should love and appreciate ourselves at every step along the way. Seeing ourselves as strong, resilient, confident, and empowered is something we get to see and feel when we do the work to get there. And that's exactly what Vanessa did. She did it by moving through the five stages from betrayal to breakthrough, and you can too. That's exactly what we do in our 90-day Reclaim program. So if that feels like a fit, join us at thepbtinstitute.com and let's get you moving through the stages too. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to be with you next time, and here's to your breakthrough.